Blog Talk Radio.
Absolutely, and welcome to the American Brand Radio Initiative. James Bostic here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, along with our friend Scott Kesterson. Hey, Scott, how's everything with you this evening?
After that music, I'm out here polishing my saddle. That was good. I'm telling you right now. Holy cow, I feel like I was on the range there, had my scabbard on there with my rifle, right, and had my rope. In my chaps, kicking it. That's what I was doing. That was good.
Glad you liked it, man. I'm on top of the game, dude. I am on top of the game. I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, you better be, because we got some stuff to talk about tonight. But you know what I want to start with right now before we get into
what's
the
that?
Meat? Because we got some meat to talk about tonight, because we're going to talk about, for those of you who want to know, we're going to talk about how Facebook and Google are trying to privatize our voting system, but we're going to get to that in a minute. But what I want to talk about is that retard Corker, and this, and I love his name. I love his name, Flake. They're not going to run again for their Senate. You know what's going on? This is what's great.
Yeah.
Do you really know what's going on? What do you think is going on?
Well, what we're seeing is the first eddies and flows of the swamp draining. These guys have seen the writing, man. Steve Bannon said, I got my hands back on my weapons, and look at what's going on. These guys are dropping out because they can't produce. The donors are talking to Bannon. Things are changing, and these are things to be encouraged by.
Well, I'm going to even add a little bit to that. And I don't think the timing can be ignored. You have got the collapse of Hollywood with the sexual scandal, which is going to lead to unbelievable revelations about the depth of the rancor of pedophilia. That's the tsunami that hasn't quite hit the shore yet. And at the same time, you got the Russian scandal, which is now, today, they announced, you know, they announced that they're going to open an investigation into the Russian scandal. And DOJ is looking at other aspects of the Clinton nightmare. And isn't it interesting that all of a sudden Flake says, well, I got to get out. And you've got retard Ohio governor, whatever his name is, Kasich, that's jumping parties, and you have Corker, who's not going to run again. So what we're seeing is they're bailing or they're jumping. They're either jumping to the side of corruption and hoping that that envelope will protect them, or they're bailing ship and trying to get the heck out of D.C. because they know somewhere this stuff is going to bite them. And just because and I'm not making any accusations. I'm just saying that darkest part of this whole thing is not the Russian scandal. It's money and it's pay for play through sex. That's the dark scandal that they, I think some of these turds are getting out for. And McCain is running his mouth. Remember, most of these people cut a deal with the Uber elite. And I wouldn't be surprised if McCain was promised Arizona to be his own kingdom. His whole intent was to break this country up. And these treasonous people. I swear to gosh, James. I swear.
Oh. Well, don't mince words, dude. Tell us how you really feel.
Did I say treason already? There.
Yeah, you hit it. Yeah, a couple times. You nailed it right off. But then you're absolutely right. These people, I'm like you. There are a lot of things, and you always, you know, you go about 6.5 inches deeper into this thing, and you usually are about one step ahead of me on this because I'm kind of new to this whole game. But what you say makes absolute sense, and I guess the tell on that will be just like we're seeing these. I don't want to say unexpected, but somewhat surprising moves by people who are getting out of the game. Because these guys don't give up power easily. They got to be strongly motivated one way or another to be forced to give that up, because they just don't give up that kind of power, you know, as easily as they say they do.
They're burning files and shredding stuff, and they're bailing. Trust me, you don't get out of a job in the Senate when you have a pretty good run to get reelected, unless you know that either one, the money's drying up or the power's drying up, or there's a corruption scandal that's going to bite you in the tail. It's fundamentally that simple.
And if you think about it, really, there's a lot of asses getting bit. There's a lot of butts getting chewed on because of this whole thing coming all the way around, the Russian thing, what you're talking about, this, and it's just tough for me to kind of get my head around that type of evil and sickness. But I've seen enough and know enough to know that it is there, and I believe it to be. But these are things really for us to be heartened in, to watch this happen.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you're catching the breaking news right now, but the Clinton campaign and the DNC paid for the dirt that made that Russian dossier that's been proven to be fake. And so guess who broke that story? This is what I love. Guess who broke that story? You ready for this one?
Lay it on me, man.
The Washington
Post. The Times? The Post?
The Washington
Okay, I was gonna say the Times. But the New York Times, but the Post did that far out.
The liberal rag chews up another piece of liberal manure. We can't get Corker. I mean, thank goodness we have President Trump. I don't know if his comment today about Corker was he couldn't be reelected as dog catcher. No kidding. Nailed it. Home run out of the park. That's a grand slam.
And he's spot on with it too, because, and like you said, but see, he doesn't want to be reelected. It's like, you know, They're burning. They're shredding. They're bailing. And this is just, I'm just wondering, you know what, we ought to start a tally as of this day as to who makes announcements from now to whenever as to they're getting out of politics and why.
I agree. Just, you know, and if you're
just to see where it goes.
I agree. So here's what I'm gonna throw out a couple things I want people to think about a little bit. So I mean, I love Steve Bannon, by the way. I love what he's doing right now. And, you know, and for those of you that do or don't really follow the deeper part of what we're doing on the American brand, we're doing a ground effect that is completely complementary to the great strategic work that Steve Bannon is doing. But
right.
That said, there is one point I disagree with him on, and we're heading into that. And it's kind of going to be a segue for our topic tonight. And that is he kind of made a point that, you know, Californians need to kind of pull it together with the Republican side, and I agree with that. But then he said, you know, almost like it was a bad thing, that California is going to secede from the nation in 10 to 15 years if we don't get control of that. And here's my answer. Let them secede. Let those people go. Not my people, those people. Let them go. Because here's the deal. There will be an exodus out of that state that will be mind-spinning. And the minute that they secede, and I'm going to map this out for everybody, I want you to keep this in mind. The minute they secede, they become a foreign entity that is connected to our soil. That means that we can wage an insurgent war, a black covert war on them. We can completely, and it becomes legal then for us to deploy forces in the state, in what was the state of California. And these idiots don't seem to understand that. That means that CIA kill teams now have authorization to cross border and not do domestic work, but foreign work. And don't forget about foreign, like private funded militias and militaries that can now be funded like a Blackwater to go in and do the dirty deed. So Californians out there in the red side of you, there is hope for you through that process. And California Blue, if you just happen to stumble on this, I just want you to hear it real well. I hope you do secede because you have no idea the nightmare of hell that will rain down on you. And it won't come from the sky. It'll come from the shadows and the darkness. And many of us will smile. There you go.
All right, man. Tell you what let's do. Let's go ahead and dig into this thing. I took a look at that link that you sent me. And you and I both know why Facebook is looking to hire people who have national security clearances. And I don't think it has anything to do with preventing foreign powers from manipulating future elections. I think that it has a lot more to do with Facebook perfecting its future attempts to manipulate elections and information.
That's correct. And it gets worse than that. So I'm going to kind of run the gamut on this, because and you listen to that interview, I take it. And folks, there's a Bloomberg report today with James, there's just times I really have to take a pause because the things I want to say would just is not appropriate for our show. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Yeah, I do,
you
buddy.
Know?
I do.
And we do work really hard. I know all you know that once in a while I like to drop the big bombs, and I'm not doing that anymore, okay? Because if we can't share these programs with our kids and we can't share these programs with our family, then we're not succeeding. We're failing. But anyway, that's why sometimes I have to take a pause because there's one thing in life I cannot stand. It's stupid. I mean, straight up, I can deal with a lot of stuff. I can deal with rude personalities. I can deal with arrogant personalities, but intentionally stupid or trying to put off something to the audience as if they are stupid, those concepts of stupid drive me up the wall, and that's exactly what that interview was about, because a lot of you are not familiar, and it's understandable, you're not familiar with the clearance process and this millennial
info babe.
Holy cow. Don't use babe, because her teeth look like they'd been through some sort of, look like, man, it looked like she'd been eating bone her whole life. like she'd been gnawing on bone. Her teeth are all messed up. And I yeah, and so if you suddenly feel objectified on that statement, sorry, true.
Man, yeah, I guess Babe was being generous, wasn't it?
No.
But I saw that whole thing, man. And so.
So here's what she said.
How is this countered?
Right. So she's, well, no, first of all, you got to understand what they're saying, because it's a lie.
Right.
They say, okay, well, you know, what about the, and she says, well, if you work for the government or you work for a job that requires a clearance, then you can get a clearance, but that clearance stays with you when you go to another job and you need to get access to classified information. All right. I'm going to call the BS meter on this one off the charts, because this is how it really works, in spite of the fact that Facebook wants to paint a picture that it's not that way. All right? This is how it works. And how do I know? Because my company had a facilities clearance. Okay? First off, you have to be on a government contract that requires classification. All right? Not all government contracts require classification. You have to be on a government contract as a company that requires classification. That's number one. Once you do that, you have to acquire a facilities clearance. And that means that your facility that you're going to do this work in, a facility could be a room, an office, or it could be a big building, whatever. But there are requirements as to how you handle and how things operate in that room, in that building space. There are requirements about how entry of that goes in, how, if you're going to house classified material. Like what Facebook's talking about, they're talking about bringing in and piping in classified data into their facility. This is a whole other level. It's called holding. And how you manage and hold those, it requires you have a facilities clearance officer, and your clearance that you acquire is tied, not as a government person, but as a contractor, is tied to a specific contract. Unlike this ninny, the talk this morning, like if you get a clearance where you can just bounce around and you can go to any company, and if that company says, hey, you know what, we need some work done in the government, you can just raise your hand and go, well, I got a clearance and everything's good. You just jump right on there and jump on board and start reading classified information. Not the way it works. Okay? So the idea is that the information within the government sphere is very compartmentalized. It became increasingly compartmentalized after some of the releases by WikiLeaks. And if it works, if the system is working properly, that information that you receive stays within a channel. So secret information is shared amongst people on that are a need to, even it's secret, on a need to know basically within that secret realm. Okay? Now, in secret, it's a little broader, it's a little more general, but in the idea is that if people working on a secret level, you can share secret information. People working at a top secret level, that's a whole different system. It's a whole different level of requirements. It's a whole different level of processes that you have to go through, and investigations you have to go through, and facility requirements you have to go through, okay? And top secret is, so to give you an idea, there's about, I think the number, I may be off on this, I think there's like 3 or 5 million people that have a secret clearance, and there's about 300,000 have a top secret clearance. And that's officially the highest level you're going to reach, and then there are special levels above that, which I'm not going to get into. And so the idea is the higher up you get, the more specific and narrow the information gets, right? And
okay.
So consider secret to be kind of like everybody's. A lot of people have a secret, and there's a lot of conversations that happen. But here's where she's wrong, and this is why this thing gets goofy, and why it smells like that pile of poo you stepped in when you were on the walk in the park. Okay, this is why it stinks right here, because the comment was, well, in order for us to better see the threats to the election, we need to have people working in the classified realm. Okay, so Facebook is an open source, non-classified company. And they want to be able to peer inside the government and their classified stuff and be able to say that they can go back and change their internal processes based on that, that's illegal. You cannot take, you cannot jump or gap the information from secret into your open source company. It doesn't work that way. In fact, Facebook has to create a second way of working, and those two do not meet. Kind of like Ghostbusters, don't cross the streams, right?
Right.
All right, this is what we're talking about. So she's flat out lying this morning on that Bloomberg report. Either that or she is that stupid. I don't know which, but it's stupid one way or the other because she's trying to either pass off that people out here don't understand or she is literally just that dumb. And I don't know which, but I'm probably a combination of both would be my guess.
That's what I'm inclined to think.
Right, and I'm just going by that because apparently she's been gnawing on bone for most of her life the way her teeth look. So.
Well, and the thing that kills me, and I had seen this before, a couple of paragraphs down, and I'd seen this a couple of weeks ago. Facebook is using the as an excuse, or this is how they're pleading their case by this parameter, was this $100,000 worth of ads they sold to these ginned up Russian companies. The number I'd originally heard was $150,000 worth of these ads in the 2016 election. That is 1/7,000th the money that Hillary Clinton and the DNC spent on ads.
Right.
And if you look at it from that perspective, these must have been some pretty daggone shrewdly placed ads. $100,000, $150,000. Vladimir Putin has that in his couch cushions. When you talk, I mean, really, when you start thinking in terms of money spent for political campaigns, covert or otherwise, you know, $100,000 is nothing. Nothing.
No.
But they're going to use this. As you know, they're going to point to this as the red menace that's going to justify them having people with active duty security clearances.
And this is what's great is she's yakking away this morning about how as if this sort of Russian threat magically like jumped over the ocean, came across the polar ice caps, slipped down there inside their servers in Seattle, crept in. And they did, and then magically dropped in their money on the buying these ads, and they didn't know anything about it. So the argument goes, following their argument on this thing this morning on Bloomberg, is, well, we need clearances here so we can look inside the government to see who's buying our ad. That's what she's saying. And that's where the BS meter just like pegs off to like, no, that's not what's happening. The reality of what Facebook is doing is exactly what you said. Facebook is in the process right now of building algorithms to censor information to meet Chinese standards so they can expand their market share in China. That's what they're doing. And what they want to do is they want to get into classification. They want to peer inside NSA. They want to peer inside other agencies within the government. And they want to see what type of processes are being used to scan and collect information. And they're going to, in turn, they're going to take that and they're going to do two things with it. One, they will figure a way to jump this over and they'll do it illegally, but they'll just figure a way to do it because they do this. And they'll figure a way to bring it over to the civilian side, and then they will try to create a mechanism by which they are going to be preventing fake news and other things in the States, which is another version of censorship. Okay? And all they're trying to do is choke down the discussions and increase the liberal discussions on their platform so that they limit the potential for conservative groups, red state nation, and especially our President Trump from having a success that he had before and give the upper hand to the corrupt I was starting to slip on that. I was going to basically, let's just do this. We'll just say the DNC, who has been shaped by the Weinstein sexual vision of the future, right? That's who they want to be part of. So at the same time, they are going to use this as ways they're going to use this information, and I'm telling you, they are not going to keep this gas the way it should be, and it's going to end up helping them engineer new methods to help the Chinese improve, build a censorship platform that effectively will be resistant in the end of the day to U.S. capability. That's all they want to do. And it's in the name of protecting us from Russian influence and helping the elections. It's pure, pure garbage. Right? And it's people just need to understand the classification process. Facebook is a company. They aren't a government entity. They're not the military. They don't, when you go in to get, there's a concept of need to know. All right? And I think it's just a principle around this. And the thing is, the need to know on these level of, quote, hacks, are very high order. They are top secret with special classifications above them. Okay? Basically, special access programs. Okay, SAP is one of them, and it's a broad category of stuff where there's only a handful of people that really know the details of that, and that's how you ensure accountability for that information. That's what Facebook's trying to peer into. Okay? And why do they want to peer into that? Because they want to be part of the congressional discussions. Congressmen don't have that right. Tom Cotton probably has a TS clearance because of his background in Iraq and because he was in the military. And he's probably one of the few senators that could actually, or congressmen that could actually, no, senator, who could actually pass a top secret background check, because I think most of the other ones are so, they're just so rotten. Did I mention Flake?
Yeah.
So I mean, this is what we're looking at.
Ben Sasse is another do nothing too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these guys are just worthless up there, and they're going to try to. And what's happening when you look at the amount of money that Facebook is putting up there to lobby, along with Google? And then suddenly Facebook's going like, hey, wait a minute, raise my hand. We need to get clearances. And say, okay, well, here's the order of events, Facebook. You need to get a damn contract with the government. And that contract, technically, like I said, there should be absolutely no sharing of information between, I mean, I have two entities, Spatial Terror and Spatial Terror Defense. Okay, my two companies. Why do I have two companies? Because within that, one is dedicated to military defense contracting, and the other was dedicated to commercial consulting. Okay, the two do not meet. All right, and you have different handling of information and processes. That's the reality. Information is sensitive. Everything you deal with in the government is sensitive. And, you know, so to hear Facebook yak away at this and go, well, you know, like, well, we need a clearance because we have to know how better to run our company. And I'm like, no, that's not the way it works. And just like every millennial I ever hear in my life, they always are like, well, rules are there for us to decide how to use them. That's the millennial mantra. Laws are there for us to figure out how to use them. The Constitution is there for us to decide when we want it or when we don't. And classification is there for us to decide how we want to apply it. Millennials are not that smart, okay? And they're not that smart. They're not some super science dudes. If you wanted to work in the government, get a classification, jump over and try to work for the government officially. Or go work for a defense contractor. But this is really a major concern. Go ahead.
We're down to the bottom of the hour. When we come back, Scott, I want to talk a little bit. I want to get to this a little bit more. We're not gonna leave this alone, but we're gonna move over to the Google side of it, and a company called Boston Dynamics. So
yeah.
we're gonna stay in. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about there. We're gonna stay in the same vein. That's a story that I came across while I was looking at this one that you sent me the other day. We are gonna take a brief musical interlude, and we will be back with more of the American Brand Radio Initiative right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. The American Brand Radio Initiative. We're back. How'd you like that, Bob?
Bob? Who's Bob? I'm looking for
Bob. Oh, no. That's from a Johnny Cash album.
Oh, that was.
I can't remember if it was Folsom or San Quentin, but he goes off on a riff and he wasn't supposed to. And I think Bob might have been the producer. I think he said something he wasn't supposed to say, and how you like that, Bob? So.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. I like it. I do, James. Thank you. Actually, Bob is our producer. He was Johnny Cash's producer, too. So you all know.
That's true. Bob Bocci.
There you go. Right there.
His dad invented the game. That's how it was. But, you know, we were talking in the first half of the program, and we went through Facebook's creepiness about wanting to have like a license to be extra nosy. But this article that I found as a branch off of that article that you sent me had to do with Google. And this is old news. It's news to me, and some of you might be aware of it, Scott, you probably already are. But this story is dated July 2014. Even before that, Google had purchased a company known as Boston Dynamics. And Boston Dynamics is a robotics type company. And when these guys, and I just went to one of their websites, their Boston Dynamics website, and was looking at a prototype of a humanoid type robot, a bipedal type robot called Atlas. And folks, when the Terminators come to eradicate humanity, this is probably what they're going to look like. And again, bear in mind, this article is 3 years old that I'm looking at. So I can well imagine the advances that have been made since that time. So Google is now in the defense contract business, and this is just another offshoot of what we were talking about there in the first part of the show. And I know you want to expound on this, so have at it.
Oh, do I? Do I? Yes. Do I ever not want to, James? Come on.
Not once.
Sorry. So let me just back up with one thing, and we're going to walk into Google from here, okay? But I want to roll back real quick to Facebook. And I just want to point out that Facebook is doing a PR campaign to talk about their need for clearances. And then I would like you to think how many companies, be it Blackwater, General Dynamics, Boeing, Lockheed, you name it, there's tons of others. How many of those companies have you seen being on Bloomberg pitching the need to have clearances? And that's the point, is they don't need them, but they're trying to convince their millennial retard audience that they need them. Okay? And that's it. I mean, speaking to the liberals, like, we need to have them because we need to protect you all. And it's like, that's not the way the system works. It's like I said. So let's get that. I just wanted to finish with that. Now, jumping to Boston Dynamics. Boston Dynamics is very innovative in its robotic technologies. It's come up with some very unique issues. They've done a lot of things with the bipedal walking robots, the four-legged mule that they have. They've got some other stuff that goes out there, and Google did acquire them. This is one of the other big scams, and it was what I mentioned on this morning, which was what Tesla is doing, okay, except that Google's doing it a little different. All right,
yeah.
So what basically Google is doing is it's tying its work in with DARPA, which is Defense Advanced Research Product Agency, okay? And Google is using this as a way to get major taxpayer dollars to fund their R&D into these new levels, okay? So the innovation that Google is coming up with in the robotics, a lot of it you won't see because it is classified. And what you do see is non-classified, but it is literally taxpayer dollars funding Google's initiative to innovate new robotic technologies. So back to what I said earlier, that when you do something classified, how is it that would help Google? Well, because there's a thing that when there's a couple of areas this helps, okay? Within every technology, there are classified components, and there are non-classified components. And especially when a company comes in, a company will own the IP, intellectual property, designs, and things like that. And they will negotiate with the government as to what the government owns and what the company owns. Okay? It's part of the technology transfer agreement. Okay? So at the end of the day, I guarantee, because of the size of Google, Google would produce, for example, a robotic frame that would be able to be, it would be based on their research, and it would be an unclassified product that they could sell domestically, and they could sell to foreign governments using something called ITAR, which is a technology transfer approval, okay? And so this is taxpayer funding. Just want to be clear about this, okay? So Google's moving into this space because they see an opportunity to use taxpayer dollars to offset their research to R&D dollars and to be able to tap two markets or three markets at once. Actually, four, if you want to really look at it this way. So one market is the military defense market. The second market is the foreign military defense market. The third market is the U.S. domestic market. And the fourth market is the global domestic civilian market. Okay?
And you've also got to take into account these cats own a satellite firm. They're mapping and geospatial technologies, and with the acquisition a few years back of this Boston Dynamics, an unrivaled robotics portfolio.
Right. So what you're seeing is the rise of the new, and I'll use this loosely, but you're seeing the rise of a techno Blackwater of the future. Okay. And this is where it gets a little concerning, because when you start to take these products developed in DARPA, for example, and then Google is already looking at how they can sell these to becoming like police officers. We can sell policing robots, and we can sell security robots, and we can sell, you know, all these things. and they'll put a security moniker on it, and then that allows, that'll fit within that defense realm. So it's like a Humvee, for example. You get a Humvee sold to police departments, and there is a classification level on that Humvee for some of that technology, like the body armor and things, right? And it can be sold to domestically through DHS to certain departments. And so this is kind of the model that they're following. And better yet, I guarantee this is on part of their plan, because when you get into that pipeline, it is taxpayer dollars that are arranging for the money for the police departments to buy this junk. So Google is setting it up to be able to sell and develop an advanced robotics platform. And it never even has to go to the public, but it's completely taxpayer funded. And not only is the R&D funded, the purchases are funded. This is a pretty good deal if you're the company, right?
That's yeah.
Like, you know, and that's all us paying that price. I mean, this is where, again, I really respect what Steve Bannon's been talking about. It's the same type of things, not this deep or this much fidelity on it, but this is exactly what we're seeing. Is the tech companies, especially like Google, they've got their platforms, you know, they're branching into government, and they're trying to use these different mechanisms of this public-private model. This public-private model is really about how to rape the 60% of the public that is trying to make ends meet, and they're trying to benefit the 40% of the public that owns 10 times the assets of the 60% and makes 4 to 6 times in wage of the 60%. And at the end of the day, it's using the taxpayer dollars to build and fund a singular company called Google and make sure that its stockholders, its elite within the company, and its uber elite, which are the oligarchs, all line their pockets with taxpayer dollars. That's what it comes down to. It's the biggest rook going right now. And
it's the NFL on steroids.
It is the NFL on steroids.
You know what? Absolutely. It's the NFL on steroids, because the same thing happens in the league. Every one of those stadiums are publicly funded through referendums or through taxes or whatever. There's always some kind of subsidy that the taxpayer pays for those new stadiums, and those guys will get those stadiums if they say, well, you know what, maybe we'll move back to Los Angeles. Boom, what happens? Then they get a stadium.
Right.
You know, but this is way worse.
It is way worse. And the thing is, we need to start really – I mean, this is the vision that they're trying to push, where you ultimately, as the tech giants that are taking care of our data, are taking care of our personal our personal profiles, are managing all of our information. And, oh,
Skynet,
wait a minute. They're
man.
Also, they're taking care of our security.
Skynet. This is how
Skynet.
Schwarzenegger got his start, dude.
I could be Schwarzenegger. I kick his head. You put me in front of him, I'll lay him out.
Roll him up in one of them tires, stud man.
Absolutely, man. I'll tell you what.
But you know what? Seriously.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell them about your workout routine that you're doing.
Oh, I'm telling you, we created. Down here in Georgia, we created the first of its kind. It's the Tractor Tire Redneck Outdoor CrossFit Gym. And I'm telling you, there is nothing like it in the entire world. It's great. And it is how you use tires to totally annihilate your body, just so you know. If you have any questions about that, just go to YouTube, type in Tire Workout CrossFit, and you'll find so many videos out there. You'll be looking and going, what is wrong with this fool? That's okay.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
It beats gym membership. I'm not going to go to a gym and wear spandex. I mean, give me a break.
It's so
slow. And it's so on top of it. I mean, if you're going to work out, you've got to work out to brutalize yourself, or just go home. You know, there's nothing there.
Okay, this is a temple. It's not a social place for their members.
That's right. So we built the Redneck Temple of CrossFit. Is what
that. Somebody's a temple. It's not a
exactly.
The Hillbilly Temple.
I'm getting coached over here by my brother, And he's telling me, you got to remember, your body is a temple. It is not a social experiment. And that is the truth when it comes to this outdoor fitness gym. So that's what James is talking about. And I'm telling you, and by the way, no technology out there, okay? No Fitbit, you know? No video screens to keep me entertained. It's just traditional, like, make it hurt. If it works, it's working. You know, you got to hurt when you work, right? That's it. That's it, basic.
No pain, no gain.
Don't have a robot waiter coming up with a towel, holding a towel and a Spitzer water bottle or something for me.
Pain is weakness leaving your body.
Pain is.
That's
weakness.
Right. Pain is the weakness leaving the body. I've heard before. That's a true statement.
That is it, and we need to go back to those fundamentals. Actually, I'm not kidding when I say that, because this whole technology nut job stuff that we get wrapped around. Other than, you know, think about how you use your cell phone. Yeah, it's convenient. If you're using it for talking, that's cool.
I'm falling and I can't get up.
So, you know, we sit here and, you know, like, what? Because I've got to do Facebook, Twitter, and I've got to do this and I've got to do that. It's like, calm down. The world will still turn. The world still will turn, whether you have it or not. But Google, Apple, Facebook, Twitter, and every other one of these social nut job companies are going to try to make you believe that the world will end if you cannot connect with your imaginary friend on the other side.
Besides, if the world ends, we won't know it anyway.
You know, now there's some wisdom right there. I just want everybody to think about that. If the world does end, I want you to think about that statement. If the world ends, we won't even know it, so what does it matter? That's something, James?
Absolutely. We are doing some good work, man, on this show. We are doing some good work.
I hope so. I hope this is about waking up America. Is what this is. Right?
We totally are.
Yep.
But that's, you know, going back to that Facebook thing, the whole deal with the Facebook thing is, as their justification, was that piddly little $100,000, $150,000 worth of ads. That's what that's the foundation that they're justifying this whole thing on, and that's just so ridiculous.
And of course it is. They have no reason to get clearances. I mean, you can see it in the girl's eyes, too, that was talking this morning. It's just like, oh, I want to get a clearance because I'll be so cool. I'll be in that inner circle. Boy, I'll tell you. It's like, go back and work on those teeth, because you've been gnawing on bones since you were a child, and it shows on the way your teeth are worn. So,
I carried the TSSDI for 24 years. Look at me.
Yeah, look at you. So, So here's the deal. I think this is an interesting perspective, right? So I'm just going to say that, and I've got Mark here in the room. He is my brother, and there's no other way to say it. And he and I, and I'm just going to say, we carry some very high-level clearances. Okay, that's all I'm going to say, all right? And at the end of the day, Mark's farming, and he's baling hay, and I'm out here on a radio program, and I'm helping him remodel an old farmstead home, okay? So, I mean, it's like, for those little millennials out there, you snowflakes that need to find an identity for getting a government clearance, yeah, whatever. I mean, do something. I think they're so in search of trying to put meaning in their life. This is like an eager moment where we can become part of a real new national threat. The Russians hacking our election. It's like, if that was true, that'd be good, except that it isn't true to begin with, and they've all bought into the big lie that was put out there by the opposition party, the New York Times, and the opposition party called the Pizzagate Democratic Party, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's nuts out here, and this is the thing is, these companies, and you got to keep remember, these tech companies right now are groping at the bit to try to get more and more control, And it's ultimately about getting control over data and processes in the government, because they know that if they don't, they've got nothing in the game. Their substance is zero. Go back to the farmer, and it's critical. And you know I talk a lot about this, James, on the regular show. If you don't have food, you starve. But and if you don't have tech, you do just fine. So tech has got to convince you and build their way into your life in a way that they convince you that you cannot live without them. And the way you do that is not to convince you, but is to take master control of systems to where they force you to accept their garbage. Right? That's the trick. That's the, I mean, you know, because at the end of the day, you can't eat your phone, and the cows aren't going to eat the digital phone. They're going to eat hay, and if they don't have something to eat, you're not going to get milk, and you're not going to get beef. Pretty simple. If the chickens don't have something to eat, you're not going to get eggs, and you're not going to get meat.
Nothing wrong with us using it for getting better. It should be a tool to do that, not something that we
found out. Right, and so I think that's a good point. I mean, what Mark was saying is that technology is that it should always be an enhancer for what we do. It isn't, should be every, but that's the problem with this blue state craziness, is they want it to become everything. You know, they want you to, and this goes back to everything we're talking about, it's about control. You know,
well, they want you
to
reject actual reality and replace it with virtual reality, because they have a great deal more control over virtual reality.
Absolutely. So I mean, here, right, and this is exact. And so you know, think about this. Like, why would you want to put on a set of ocular glasses at $199 from Facebook to walk around to put stupid fake birds in trees and to see objects in your space that don't even exist?
I can do that already.
Well, I hate to say it, but there were a few people in the 60s that figured out they could do that with mushrooms and LSD,
too. You don't need goggles to do that crap, man. Seriously, give me a break.
That's crazy.
Very good.
There's the movie right there. The Men Who Stare at Ghosts. That is that, you know, people go, that was kind of weird. Did they actually do that? It's like, no, it's not that they did it, which they did. It's the fact that Facebook and Google and Apple are still doing it.
That's
great. So we have this whole thing out here of people trying to invent something out of nothing, you know? And my whole show this morning was about that. Just talking about this. Craziness of AI. Craziness of AI. So. And there's a good comment right there. All right? And if there's millennials tuning in, listen carefully. Because what I'm going to say next will completely rupture your world. So be prepared. And that means, like, when you do what I'm going to tell you to do, this is passed on to me by Mark. You make sure, and you have somebody nearby, you make sure that you have yourself tied to a wall, because it's a good chance that you won't stand. It's a good chance that you are not going to make it through this, but we're gonna help you, because this is all you need to do, okay? Put down the cell phone. Take off the Oculus glasses. Breathe deep. Bend down. Reach down, grab some earth, and hold it in your hand and look at it. It's real. Feel it. Put a little bit on your tongue. And everything there, that is what you are. That's where you come from. Okay? So, now, that's very introspective. And if you're looking for deeper meaning, don't. Because it's very functional, right? That's just it. So reach down, grab some of that earth, hold it up. And this is, you know, for all of us, we should do it anyway, because it's a reminder of where we come from and what we are. We are part of all. There you go. And that's it. But for the millennials out there, they're having trouble trying to identify what life is about. It's fundamentally that simple. And this could either save your life or it could give you an aneurysm. Be quite frank, either way, we all will.
Yeah.
So, then it's okay. Right,
okay, kids, put down the damn phone and pick up a tire.
There you go. And if you really want to get hardcore about it, go get a tractor tire.
Get a big tire.
And go. You got a big tractor tire, a big one. And then you got to build all these exercises off that tractor tire. And I swear.
And then put your buddy in it and push him down the hill. And if he makes it, it's your turn.
That's the way to do it, James.
Now that's thinking right there.
That's a workout, son.
Hey, there you go. Last one. When you get done with that, drink out of a rubber hose. Do you know what just happened right
yeah.
there? You realize what just happened? You have like every millennial out there that could hear this. Suddenly their life flashed between in front of their eyes because it's like, is it organic and it didn't come from Whole Foods? Right? And you're talking about drinking out of a rubber hose. Oh my gosh, what about the carcinogens?
You want organic, I'll feed you to my pig.
There is that too. There's always that. For those of you who didn't see Silence of the Lambs 2, do watch. It's got a great scene.
I got two of them ready to go.
So there we go, James. How are we doing on time tonight?
We got about 4 minutes left. And we've killed it, man. We knocked the bottom out of it once again. Just getting better every week.
Yeah, it does. So yeah, in all seriousness, folks. I mean, this is really a time in our life when we have got to start really putting things in perspective, and start valuing every part of our life of what we do. It begins by anchoring ourselves in faith,
family.
You've got to reach out. You've got to have faith. You've got to build. Spend time with your family. You've got to reach out to your neighbors. You've got to build community. And I just keep coming back to that faith thing. And the other part of faith then is that pillar of knowledge. You've got to spend time to read, not news. Read a book, shut off the TV. Propaganda box does not need to be on. Reach out to programs like this that is going to provide you with a different way of looking at things. Experience learning is listening, and learning is reading and absorbing knowledge through text. I mean, read our Constitution. Read what our founding fathers had to say. Be knowledgeable on all that is.
We're not going to tell you what to think. We're going to ask you to think.
There's a shocker.
Exactly.
You think it is two things, right?
Speaking America's language, man.
Absolutely. So, I mean, that's where we're at every single day. And that's what has to happen every single day. And it's a commitment because our founding fathers gave to us and bestowed upon us a constitution to protect and defend, not in one time off in a revolutionary war with 50 caliber lead musket balls hitting you in the chest. This was a responsibility they bestowed upon us and to protect and defend every single day. And that meant action of some fashion, whether it was reading to become knowledgeable, whether it every single day making a commitment to faith, God, reading the Bible, spending time every single day. It is a process. And in doing that, becoming aware. You know, I love this thing we hear like, oh, I don't know who's on the ballot. Well, what the heck? Get informed.
Don't wait for somebody to come tell you what's going on. Go out and find out what's going on.
You've got to seek it out. And that's why we talk about local action. Get involved with school boards. Get involved with city councils. Get involved with mayoral stuff. Get involved with the county commission. And involved means sometimes just going in and listening, finding out who's saying what.
It means go out and be confrontational and confront everything that's out there that you don't agree with. It means going out there.
Just be aware.
Going on out there and so that you know what's going on, you can share it with your neighbors and love your neighbor in the process.
It is about building community. And it is a responsibility, and that's how we protect and defend every single day. Okay, it is not, you know, for those of you out there like, yeah, polishing my brass, let me tell you that it's not where we are. We aren't even close, and we're not going. This is about local action and taking control of our communities through political processes and legal processes, because when we secure our communities and they become constitutional strongholds, nothing can shift. No one can catch it.
As Corcoran, as Flake.
Yeah, Corcoran and Flake, they're bailing, and we're happy they are.
Because everybody around them, the people, their constituents, realize that they're flakes.
Flake has a name. So, James, back to you. I think we're down to about 30 seconds. So.
We are done. That's all we got for this evening's broadcast from the American Brand Radio Initiative. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Scott, as always, just a treat. Can't wait till Thursday, because not only will we be even better looking, we're going to sound even better.
I'll tell you what, the better looking part's the part that I'm excited about, because apparently I didn't know that part, but I will be.
Every day, man, every day. We just get a little bit better looking as we go along with this.
All right. Well, James, thanks very much. We'll chat soon.
All right. Once again, Scott Kesterson, ladies and gentlemen, the American Brand. We'll have this up in the archive on the American Brand Radio Initiative at Blog Talk Radio. We'll also have it at our Facebook presence. I know you got a show to do coming up in about an hour, so get ready to switch over to YouTube, where you can catch Scott doing his thing there. That's all the time we got. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, the greatest, best of all the nations on the planet. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.